The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2023, Charting the Course, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join. or by making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, please visit libraplanet.org/conference.
Hi everyone, I'm Srishti from the Wikimedia Foundation, the organization behind Wikipedia. It's a pleasure to be here in Boston after 4 long years, and it is just a coincidence that the last time I was here was also for Libra Planet. So in this talk, I will be talking about the role of developer advocacy in Wikipedia's technology landscape. I have been working for the organization for over 6 years now, and most of my work, it revolves around our learning and knowledge sharing initiatives. And for this talk specifically, I'll be looking both from inside and outside of my team to give you this idea about why we need developer advocacy in the first place for Wikimedia. What is it about more from a Wikimedia, nonprofit, and FOSS perspective, and how do we operate? And I hope that this will leave you with some thoughts and ideas for how to make cat herding easier in your community. So let's first understand what is developer advocacy about, more from a Wikimedia perspective. So at a broad level, developer advocacy is about advocating for the needs of developers. And to me personally, it is about creating and nurturing an environment in which developers can be their productive selves and work in harmony and cooperation with one another. And that is why this image here, it so resonates with me and the developer advocacy work that we do. And it is also about being with a contributor in their journey all throughout, from a user to a maintainer, and supporting them in different ways. Imagine that when a new developer joins a random project, it can really look like a dark tunnel for them. So developer advocates, they are to illuminate the tunnel step by step for them and help them move forward. And one of the things which is interesting about developer advocacy in the Wikimedia context is that it is also about liaisoning between our staff and big volunteer community. So what are the goals that we have for developer advocacy? It is about having a better software for Wikimedia. Because only with a better software for Wikimedia, we can lead to a better world. But in order for us to get there, we need a lot of humans to help sustain our free services. So what is our focus then? Our focus is more on bringing contributions of all forms to our projects and also to support our existing and new developer community. And you may find this different from maybe the developer advocacy work that happens in for-profit organizations, where the focus can be more on the adoption of their products and services. So what does a good ROI look for us? A good ROI is a happy contributor, because only a happy contributor can help us to make our projects remain alive for longer. And a happy contributor is someone who makes significant contributions to our projects. They feel a sense of belonging and identity in our community, and also is someone who ends up sticking longer in our projects. And in order to get to a good ROI, the focus that we have is more on community engagement, which again you might different from other developer advocacy work in the for-profit organizations where it's more on marketing and selling, and it is obvious because their primary market relies on developers consuming their products and services. So you might be wondering that if Wikimedia is just about Wikipedia, and Wikipedia looks almost feature complete, then why do we need developer advocacy in the first place? What else is cooking up at Wikimedia, and who are the people behind these projects? I know it is a little confusing, and going forward, I'll be using the terms Wikimedia and Wikipedia interchangeably a lot, so please bear with me, and sit back, relax, and enjoy this little confusing and interesting flight. So let's now dive into Wikipedia's technology ecosystem and our big community. So there are over 13 free knowledge projects that Wikimedia officially supports, including Wikipedia. And there are over 870 Wikipedia and umbrella sites, which are available in several languages that rely on some of these projects. And you yourself may have used some of these projects, but maybe you were not aware that they are part of Wikimedia. So for example, Wikidata is this free repository of billions of data items that are used across Wikimedia sites. Then there is Wikimedia Commons, which is this free repository of millions of media files that are available for free use under an open license. Now, as you can imagine that the content for these projects is all crowdsourced, there is so much tech which is working behind the scenes to get these projects to work, to receive content, serve content, and as well as to moderate it. And just like anybody can contribute content to these projects, they can as well contribute code. So one of the very crucial pieces in our tech ecosystem is MediaWiki. And MediaWiki is the software behind Wikipedia. It is a free and open source collaboration and documentation software which is used by thousands of organizations and individuals for hosting their content. And this software, although it comes with the default set of features, but then to enhance its capability, there are many, many extensions that are available. For example, there is a visual editor extension which really helps to make the experience of new editors smooth, who otherwise may not be comfortable with the Wiki markup language. So I hope that this gives you some idea about how vast the Wikipedia's technology ecosystem is. And to add to that, even NASA uses the software behind Wikipedia for organizing content around their space missions and knowledge bases. I recently had a jaw-dropping moment when I learned that there are over 400,000 projects and organizations that make use of MediaWiki for hosting their content. So besides MediaWiki, which is definitely a very crucial part of our ecosystem, there are many, many community-developed bots and tools as well. You might be surprised to learn that one-third of edits that are made to over 800 Wikimedia wikis, which includes Wikipedia, of course, English Wikipedia, they are contributed by bots and tools that rely on Wikimedia's cloud services infrastructure. And there are thousands of these bots and tools. Bots, they help to, for example, fight vandalism on the wikis, or they help to make automated edits. And tools, on the other hand, they help organizers to run edit-a-thons, campaigns, and so on. And one of my favorite examples is of the Internet Archive bot, which helps to fix dead links on the wikis by pulling information from Internet Archive's Wayback Machine, which is very cool. So the last thing in our tech ecosystem that I want to mention, they are the desktop and mobile apps. So these apps, they not only help to browse content of Wikimedia projects, but also to make edit contributions to them. So for example, there is an Android app for Commons, which allows editors to contribute media files from their smartphone devices. And then there is also a very popular desktop app called Kiwix, which is essentially an offline reader for Wikimedia, and it is used quite quite a lot in schools and educational settings, and especially in regions where the internet access is limited. So you might be wondering that who contributes to our projects? So in 2004, we had just one lead developer. And Jimmy Wales, who is the founder of Wikipedia, he named a day in that year as the Brian Wibber Day in the name of our lead developer. And in typical Wikimedia style, there is also an article on English Wikipedia on this day, which I would encourage you to check out. It is super fun. So from one lead developer in 2004, in 2023, we are now a 700 people organization. It is remote first, global, and also a nonprofit. And people who work for the Wikimedia Foundation, they are all paid staff. But besides this, there are thousands of individuals who are part of our big technical community. And just like in any other FOSS project and community, people, they contribute in various roles and capacities. For example, some help to contribute code, some people help with documentation, design, and so on. And most of the people in our technical community, they come from North America and Europe, but we are slowly getting into other geographies as well. And it's really interesting to see what brings people to contribute to our projects. And one of my favorite one is where somebody from the editing community, they decide to join the technical community with the goal to learn essential skills so that they can help their local wiki community grow. So as per the data from last year, almost half of the contributions that come to our projects, they were from outside of the Wikimedia Foundation. So for example, some were made by volunteers who contribute independently, and others, they came from organizations who are either directly involved as an affiliate body in our movement, or who are third-party users of our projects. For example, Red Hat, Wikiworks, and so on. So I talked about the what and the why of developer advocacy and our tech ecosystem and community, which is vast. And hopefully this gives you an idea about why we need developer advocacy to support the work of countless developers who are either part of our staff or our big volunteer community. And next I'm going to talk about how developer advocacy operates in the Wikimedia ecosystem. So this is what a typical day in the life of a developer advocate at Wikimedia looks like. We are lurking in many, many different channels. We are helping others and literally begging others to help others. So sometimes we are asking people if they would be interested in mentoring a project via the upcoming round of an outreach program, or if they can help review someone's patch. Other times we are promoting different kinds of engagement opportunities to developers and also helping with task management. And this is a typical example of how we communicate with our developers. So there are many, many different initiatives that exist in Wikimedia to engage developers in our community. Some of these initiatives, they are run by the community members, and some they are run by staff. And besides this, there is a dedicated team called Technical Engagement. And this is a team of 16 people, which I am part of. And a sub-team of this team, it is heavily focused on the developer advocacy work. So I'm going to be talking about 7 popular and active initiatives in our ecosystem. So to start off with the initiatives, I want to first share with you a story of a Wikimedia Outreachy participant. So she's a mother of two, and she highlights her struggles of raising kids as an immigrant in the US. And in her blog post, she talks about her motivations for being part of this program so she can pick up some front-end development skills and then later find a job. I remember when I read this story, I was so inspired that I revolved in my office chair with joy for some time and then walked up to my colleagues to share the story with them. And as you can see, I also ended up tweeting about it. So one of the things that developer advocacy is about is designing an environment in which developers like Lalitha can both thrive and as well as belong. So Wikimedia participates in a lot of outreach and mentoring programs like Google Summer of Code and Outreachy, and you may have heard about these programs as they are designed to introduce new contributors to FOSS projects. And Wikimedia has participated in these programs since years, pretty much since when they started running. And it has really helped us to bring hundreds of contributors to our projects in decades. And Outreachy is interesting as its focus is more on increasing diversity in FOSS projects and communities. So with the help of Outreachy, we have also been able to draw contributors from marginalized and underrepresented regions of the world. So yeah, if there are any Outreachy GSOC organizers, mentors, or interns present in the room, a huge shout out to you all. I really love these programs, and I think people behind these programs, they do a great job. So we are also, as a developer advocates, involved in grants. Wikimedia funds grants to technical projects and also to projects that have to do with running an event or a campaign and so on. And the role of developer advocacy is about helping to make decisions on these grant applications or sometimes to provide guidance to grantees and also to connect them with others in our movement. And here is this very interesting story of an 85-year-old man who had the opportunity to express himself by recording a poem in Alsatian with help from one of the Wikimedia's project called Lingua Libre. And this project was funded by grants. And apparently Alsatian is a language which has been repressed since years. And Lingua Libre is this tool that enables cultural heritage by allowing people to record oral recordings and make them available under an open license. And it was really interesting to see how this tool really brought joy to this man. And one of this another example is of a project, again, super, super impactful. It is called the Commons Android app, which I talked about earlier. And many, many files have been uploaded via this app, and they are currently in use at over 100,000 places on Wikipedia. And what is interesting about this project is that it first picked up speed when it was promoted as a GSOC project almost a decade ago. And since then, it has largely sustained with help from Wikimedia grants. So just like in any other FOSS project and community, hackathons and events, they are a great means for people to come together, share knowledge, and innovate. In the same way, it is for Wikimedia. There are lots of hackathons and events that take place all year round, and at least two global events in which developer advocacy is involved in both helping shape the technical focus and also contribute to the program design. We haven't had an event since the pandemic started, and we're really looking forward to our hackathon that will take place after 4 years in Athens in Greece this year. Really looking forward to it. So besides this, there are also local and regional events that take place. And one example is of this event which took place in the remotest of the remote place that you can think of. So this was in a very small village called Viluppuram in South India. And it was run by a bunch of IT enthusiasts who own their Linux user group. And this event was funded through Wikimedia grants. And as you can imagine that our company's headquarters are in Silicon Valley. As expected, the news made it to the headlines of an Indian newspaper. So developer advocacy is also involved in capacity building initiatives. We help to both design and as well as to support such initiative. And it involves developers like Jay Prakash, who has made a switch from editing to technical community, realizing that there are very fewer technical contributors in his Hindi Wikipedia community. And by being part of such initiatives, Jay Prakash has learned essential skills like how do you run a bot on a wiki or how do you develop a tool. And With these skills, he is now able to do the work on his local wiki efficiently. And as of today, he runs a developer initiative for folks in India and also teaches others how they can do their work effectively as well.